Welcome to Echoes from the Empire.
Hello, my name is John Johnson and you listen to radio station ABC SUV. Today, our daily talk with Major Carruthers. So, to go on, we all know about the terrible incident that happened last year on your farm in South Africa. At first, can you tell us about the events that lead to this incident?
Hello, John. I'm glad to be here. Yes. As you already said, after the war, I bought a farm in southern Rhodesia, South Africa. I wanted to start a new life.
Was it easy to run this farm?
No, certainly not. The climate is different than in England. The temperatures are very high and the air is dry.
Now to get to the most important point, why did you abandon Van Heerden? I mean, he is a strong African and is good at handling the animals, right?
Yes, he's a Dutchman. The Dutch had colonized South Africa before we did. So what can I say? It was not easy there. You have to understand, my kids lived in London to go to school there, my wife was sick, and I did not have any idea how to run a farm. So I had to engage someone to do that for me.
That sounds very hard. So after a few days you noticed that Van Heerden lived in a small hut with his wife and 9 children somewhere at the fringe of your estate?
It was a shock for me. I could not believe what I saw. I mean, he did his job very well. I would not have thought that he lived in such a small hut with a family of 10.
So you ordered the natives to build a second hut for Van Heerden's family?
Yes, why not? I thought that was a good idea.
Okay, so you did not know that they hated Van Heerden?
No, certainly I didn't.
But why did they not like him? Just because he looked down on them?
When I later asked the natives, they told me that he treated them like cattle. I never recognized that. He had to do that behind my back. I mean, he always was friendly and played with his children. He could not be a bad guy.
Yes, I thought the times when the Dutch were over.
Yes, but in the Dutchman's minds, the ideology that justified their colonization of South Africa is still there, and they think the natives are not as good as them.
In fact, they ended up burning down Van Heerden's hut, didn't they?
Yes, very terrible. One of Van Heerden's children even died. However, he was totally indifferent. He said there's just a circuit of life. Van Heerden's ability to master what fate throws in his way made me realize that I will never have that strength, and so I had to give in.
After the child's death, you moved back to England?
Yes. I asked my brother for help and he organized me a job. I had never wanted to ask for his help, but I couldn't take it any longer. I was really not made for this life.
Thank you for your time and I hope you settle back in well.
Thank you.
So now you listen to the new music from
Thanks for listening to Echoes from the Empire.